Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue with our His 5 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we're going to talk about the word grateful. What does that mean? How to be grateful? What does God say about it? And our first verse is in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. I love this verse because these verses are short, they're practical, and they say, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So I was thinking about this grateful thing. You know, back in 2015, my family and I moved into a new neighborhood. Man, we were excited about the new phase in life. And one of the things that excited me was that our neighborhood had a pool in it. And I'd never lived in a neighborhood with a pool, and that fired me up. And after we settled in and a few weeks passed, you know, my daughter was crying at night. They were young then. And so I took her for a ride around the surrounding neighborhoods. And when I pulled into the neighborhood across the street, I noticed they had a bigger pool in their neighborhood. Their clubhouse was bigger. They even had a massive slide winding down into the pool. And I remember I was angry. All this time, I thought my neighborhood was the greatest till I saw the neighborhood across the street, you know, and suddenly I didn't feel like my neighborhood was as cool as I thought it was. Comparison had stolen my contentment. And isn't that how life works sometimes? You know, once we begin comparing what we have to others, we begin to think that what we have isn't all that great. And when we do this, we always compare our worst circumstances to the best circumstances of others. And it's, you got to remember, comparison kills contentment quicker than anything else. We always want to compare our house, our job, our calling, our ministry, our marriage, our kids, or whatever to the next person's. And it is rare in Scripture for God to tell us very directly what His will is. But comparison is never the mindset where God wants us to be. He tells us to be thankful in all circumstances. In the Scripture we just read, God directly says His will is for us to be thankful. When we are content in Christ and thankful for where He has us, we are right where God wants us to be. That doesn't mean we quit striving to become better. We can be content without being complacent. Strive to get better, but once your joy and identity begin to depend on that, you've missed the mark. So be thankful, be content, be grateful for where God has you. And our closing verse sums that up, 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. So remember, don't compare, be thankful, be grateful for where God has you, because He tells us to do that in Scripture. And when we do that, we begin to live in freedom. See you next time.